Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, October 19th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio. I'll be joined by Bill Boyle soon, but it is Thursday morning, which means we have a special guest joining us now from the Times-Independent staff is Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Tell us, you've got your latest edition of the Times-Independent out now. Tell us what's in that latest edition.
Yeah, our two biggest stories on the front page this week both have to do with hotspot funding that Moab City received from the state legislature 5 years ago. The city received $10 million to address congestion in its downtown, and we did a check-in on multiple initiatives going on with that funding. One of them is a dispersed parking project that takes the place of a proposed parking structure several years ago, and those parking stalls, nearly 200, are going to go up around downtown over the next few years, but unfortunately costs have skyrocketed. Each parking stall is going to cost about $37,000, which means, you know, they're still going in, but they're not all going to have the lighting and landscaping amenities the city had originally hoped for.
If I recall right, maybe I'm wrong, but that was kind of in the middle of the street as well, in hopes to kind of slow traffic. Was that under consideration or?
Exactly. Yeah. So if you look at the way the parking and the streets are oriented in front of City Hall or the library in downtown Moab, that's what the stalls will look like. And they've had a pilot project of it on 100 East between Center Street and 100 North recently as well.
Wow. So again, like you say, costs are high, but is there a timeline for that?
I believe that they did approve a contract with LeGrand Johnson at their latest meeting. I don't know exactly what the timeline is. And again, most of it is, of course, being covered by this money from the legislature, but I know the city did have to chip in about $1 million from its rainy day fund as well.
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, you mentioned that's on the front page. What else is on the front page as well?
Yeah, the other story in this kind of pair of stories about hotspot funding is the Moab Area Transit shuttle system, which just started this year. It provides a fixed route along Main Street and then also point-to-point kind of Uber or Lyft-esque rides. And that's been a huge success. It's given about 30,000 rides since it started about 5 months ago and has nearly doubled expectations. And interestingly, almost all of the rides are for the point-to-point service. I think only 7% of rides were given along the fixed route.
Oh, very interesting. Any understanding why that is? Is the fixed route not hitting the right spots, or just people are just having different places to be?
Yeah, it's very possible. I mean, I know part of the point of the fixed route was to hit all those big hotels that have grown up north of town. I'm not sure if the word is necessarily getting out to the patrons of those hotels. I think that could be maybe an interesting reason behind it. And I think also, you know, a lot of people do use the point-to-point to get to or from work or school. Apparently the most popular times are 3 p.m. and 5 and 6 p.m. with 9 a.m. kind of a distant fourth. So it sounds like perhaps the rides people most need aren't necessarily serviced by the Main Street route, at least for locals.
Sure. Huh. That's really interesting. So how do people get signed up to use those services?
Yeah, you download an app on your phone, and that's how you can kind of hail the point-to-point service, and I think also see where the shuttles are for the fixed route as well.
Very interesting. Well, very good. It sounds like really important information on the front page of the Times-Independent. Folks, get it sent to their P.O. box for free, and it's available in the area as well. Tell us what else is in this latest edition of the Times, Sophia.
Yeah, I would love to give an introduction to a news fellow that we're going to have here at the TI for the next 3 or 4 months. Her name is Gwen Dilworth. She started last week and has multiple bylines in this week's edition. She comes to Moab from New Orleans, where she served at a local nonprofit in the criminal justice system. And Gwen's just been hitting the ground running. She's been amazing already with her reporting, and you can look forward to seeing more from her over the next couple of months.
Well, very good. Yeah, excited to meet Gwen and see what she has to say. Anything else happening in the Times Independent you'd like to highlight? I mean, again, there's lots of news, like you said, that we haven't mentioned, opinion pieces, great photos. Anything else you'd like to mention?
It's really hard to narrow it down. There's a lot going on. We have two, you know, we have interesting stories on housing, you know, opinion pieces, as always. We did a report on the close of the water year, which ended September 30th. Moab and Utah did amazingly, as you might imagine. So definitely pick up a copy of the paper. There's lots there.
Very good. Lots to pick up, or lots of information to get once you pick it up. We've been speaking again with Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times Independent. Sophia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back. A quick word from a sponsor. Did you know the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Did you know getting a mammogram decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer by 33%? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding is committed to making this one the most successful ever. Right now through the month of October, get a 3D mammogram for just $99. You'll receive a free gift and an entry in a grand prize drawing. Blue Mountain Hospital is passionate about keeping the women of our community safe and healthy. Call 435-678-3993 to make your appointment today.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our 4 branch locations or visit desertriverscu.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, October 19th, 2023, 9:17 a.m. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. How are we doing today, Bill?
Doing good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm not feeling great.
You sound pretty rough.
Yeah, it comes through on the radio, I guess, huh? Yeah, I'm a little stuffed up, a little bit of a cold going on.
You know, last year, the big voices of our sports broadcast, Rhett Sifford and David Boyle, you guys really choose to get sick at the right time. We've got a couple of weeks down, and you got to factor in that sickness that comes at the end of fall, and then you'll be 100% by the time the Buckaroos take the field next week.
Yeah, it's interesting how that goes. I feel like sometimes there's something, I don't know, going on as far as like, oh yeah, I'll get sick when I can afford to, and we did those two games last week. We did the Battle of the Drum in Montezuma Creek, and then we did Monticello versus Norwood, and then, yeah, it started filling it Sunday. So, yeah, I'll be ready to go. We'll be ready to go for the quarterfinals next week.
We had to laugh a little bit yesterday. You ran the interview that with Ellen Williams that was pre-recorded, and it seemed like a different voice altogether. And our voices are so much alike anyway. But
yeah.
Maybe you can. The listeners can tell us apart today. I'm the one with the higher voice, and David's the one who sounds like
sick.
Sick. Yeah. Darn it.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll be all right. We'll power through regardless. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Got some happenings out at the Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill. A couple different events and very opposite views and approaches to the mill. At first, what happened first was the Saturday, October 7th, around 50 members of the Ute Mountain Ute tribe, along with support from other residents and environmental groups, held a spiritual walk in protest of the White Mesa Mill. At the protest of the White Mesa Mill, Ute Mountain Ute Tribal Chairman Manuel Hart reported having conversations with elected representatives. He also asked Indian Health Services in the state of Utah to conduct an epidemiology study. He said, quote, "We're facing health disparities in Indian country, huge health disparities, not only diabetes but cancer, and if this water is affecting this community of White Mesa, that is a big concern." He said Energy Fuels was looking at it from a profit margin, and so is Utah. I do not think money should be put before the lives of tribal members. Most of the group there made the five-mile walk from the White Mesa Community Center to the turnoff to the mill. That's, again, that mill located between White Mesa and Blanding, where protesters sang songs and delivered speeches. White Mesa community member Yolanda Badback added, "We live down the road from this mill. When it's running, we can smell it from our houses. They're bringing radioactive waste from all over the country and the world to this mill. We want that to stop. We want the mill to close and to clean up its mess," end quote. So that was Saturday, October 7th. The following Tuesday and Wednesday, October 10th and 11th, Energy Fuels held an open house at the White Mesa Mill, opportunity for folks to come in and take a look at the facility. They had presentation and events and tours of the facility. Among those presenting was David Friedland. He's the executive vice president at Energy Fuels. He said the mill is subject to lots of regulations to maintain safety, including 50 reports inspected by the state subject to citations and 20 inspections annually. Friedland noted that the mill surety bond currently holds $24 million with annual increases. That means if the mill were ever to shut down, the surety bond would provide $24 million to the federal government for final cleanup of the site. Friedland said employees at the mill are regularly tested to make sure contamination exposure, including radon, is within federal minimum standards. So the mill's reports that the typical dose is 4% of that standard. So again, the standard of what a facility like theirs can allow is so high, and 4% of that maximum allowable is what they is the standard they get on the on their employees. Places the mill well in line with allowable exposure. He added that public monitoring stations, including monitoring wells and air monitors, show levels of exposure for the public are also within those federal standards of safety. He also added that the goal of the mill is to beat the standard as much as possible. At the two-day event, attendees heard from a variety of speakers, including Miss America 2023, Grace Stanky. She's a nuclear engineer student at the University of Washington and a clean energy advocate. Attendees also viewed a premiere of Nuclear Now by Oliver Stone. In pre-recorded remarks, Utah Governor Spencer Cox spoke about the importance of domestic supply and ability to mill uranium, vanadium, and rare earth elements. Cox said foreign powers control a high percentage of the world market, including uranium milling in Russia and rare earth element production in China. Speakers also highlighted plans for growth at the mill, noting the facility's ability to mill uranium, vanadium, and rare earth elements. They noted uranium, of course, a key component of nuclear energy, which has seen an increase in popularity and use. They also noted vanadium is an element used in new cancer treatments, and rare earth elements are important components of batteries and renewable energy creation. The event also highlighted the work of the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation. That foundation was created by Energy Fuels in 2021 with an initial donation of $1 million. The fund receives 1% of the revenues generated annually by the White Mesa Mill. The grant program offers funding to organizations in San Juan County that support initiatives in education, environment, health and wellness, the economy, and tribal prosperity. Among the nearly $100,000 in grants awarded in 2023 include donations to the Canyonlands Field Institute, Native Teen Guide-In Training Camp, also sanitation services at the Red Mesa and Tisnos Paus chapters, equipment for the San Juan High football team, and funds to help support a new energy system at the Dinosaur Museum in Blanding. It was a really interesting project. The Dinosaur Museum getting these solar panels and may be able to not only lower their utility bill, but allow them to be open longer in the year. Speaking at the event was local resident Ryan Benali, who's chairperson of the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation, also representative of American Indian Services, spoke. They've been a recipient of funds from the foundation.
Yeah, very, very interesting. This is an issue, of course, that's a longstanding inherent conflict, uranium milling and mining, and downwinder from the open-air testing has had a significant impact on health in this area. There's no doubt about that. And the White Mesa Mill, the only, I get this, it's carefully parsed, the only federally licensed uranium mill operating in the United States is very, very closely monitored by state and federal agencies in addition to watchdog groups. You know, it's not as if they're operating in anonymity there at White Mesa. And I just hope that there can be trust developed between the entities, because there's no doubt there's been an impact from it. There's no doubt that it has a positive impact on the economy. And there's some national security issues involved in this too. And anyways, it's interesting. They had this big event, Miss America, for heaven's sakes. That's pretty cool. Oliver Stone movie, and also local protests. And we'll continue to cover it and do our best. But hopefully we can build trust and understanding, and good will result from these efforts.
Yeah, it's a really interesting issue. You know, again, that's one thing, part of that protest they talked about too, is that what they'd like to see is maybe have the mill site moved, you know, as part of their concern. But yeah, like you say, Bill, there's a lot of distrust from uranium milling and taking time to close abandoned mines, you know, especially on tribal lands on the Navajo Nation, you know, as a result of Cold War efforts. But the mill has emphasized, you know, their point is that, hey, you know, we're different. We're under those 1978 regulations of the federal government. We're monitored, and the mill has even noted, you know, that in a latest CDC report that, you know, there's not been measured adverse health effects against the White Mesa community. The White Mesa community does have health disparities, and they're really interested in finding out what role, if a role, plays by the mill. And so, you know, that'll continue to be, you know, an ongoing conversation and concern for some folks. And again, you know, the White Mesa Mill, I think, is, you know, trying to prove their point that there isn't a health impacts, but again, yet to be seen. If there is an epidemiology study, that may answer some questions.
Yeah. There's been plenty of epidemiology studies, and they show without a doubt that there have been impacts due to uranium milling and mining and downwinder in this area. And we all, if you live here for long, you know that impact. But, you know, it's very closely monitored right now. Anyway, it's just, there's no easy solution to this. But
Like you said, it's very clear to anyone who's lived here that, yeah, this stuff is dangerous, which is why I think there's, you know, heightened concerns.
Monitored.
Yeah, heightened concerns and careful monitoring happening. But again, it's just, you know, interest to see if, you know, if there are impacts, you know. And again, what they've measured so far, you know, in these monitoring wells and air monitor stations, in those measurements, that there's not a significant impact from the mill. But again, these residents, you know, still have these concerns and are making their concerns heard annually. And again, the mill is offering, you know, their reports and high standards that are given to them by the state and federal government. So anyways, it's a very interesting issue and remains ongoing. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services through the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be several services on Saturday. A celebration of life for Lisa Ann Whitaker of Cortez will be at the Westview RV Park on Highway 145 near Cortez from 11 to 2 on Saturday. Funeral services for Edra Farnsworth of Moab begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A celebration of life for David Allen Lewis of Cortez will be Saturday in Buena Vista, Colorado, starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a memorial service for Stephen Doyle Stagg of Cortez beginning at 10 a.m. on Sunday at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Coming up next week, graveside services for longtime Mancos resident Pete Dorfer will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 28th at Cedar Grove Cemetery. Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life on his birthday, November 8th, at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. Donna Salas Wright of Cortez passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. And a celebration of life for Douglas K. Ramsey will be held November 12th at 2 p.m. at his home in Cortez. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Attention all business owners. Want to know how you can spread the word about your company? We have the answer. The Local Pages now offers a focused delivery to those who use our book in your area. With our Yellow Page ad, coupons, and magnets, you can get the customers you've been waiting for. Call today to reserve your spot in our book. With our Better Than Ever special offers, you don't want to miss your chance to be in the best phone book in town. Call 866-854-4434. That's 866-854-4434.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear Giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
What's going on?
The Bluff Arts Festival begins today and runs through Sunday with workshops, a film festival, an artist's market, live music, and more. For full details, visit BluffArtsFestival.org. Tomorrow through Sunday, the Scots on the Rocks Moab Celtic Festival hits the Center Street Ballpark. Come celebrate the heritage and culture of Scotland, Ireland, England, and Wales with lots of great music, athletics, food, drink, and fun. Find all the details at ScotsOnTheRocksMoab.org. The second annual Red Canyon Powwow is back in Moab Saturday and Sunday. Come experience indigenous culture through song, dance, and food. It's at the Old Spanish Trail Arena, and for info on that, check MoabHappenings.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's 9:36 a.m. on this Thursday morning, this Thursday, October 19.
And if you go back 37 years ago today, that song we just heard, True Colors by Cyndi Lauper, was the number one song in the land, 1986. That's a great song. Great song. Today is International Credit Union Day. And there's local credit union day, too. It doesn't need to be an international credit union, but Credit Union Day, they do a lot of good in our area and throughout the nation and international, apparently. It's Conflict Resolution Day. Man, I hope that we have a breaking out of conflict resolution.
Yeah.
And it's Make New Friends Day today. So that's a pretty good day. On this day in history, 1781, Lord Cornwallis surrendered his army to American and French troops after the Battle of Yorktown. That was a big day. It effectively ended the American Revolution and assured American independence. The British troops were humiliated by the concept of being defeated by the Americans, and so they acted as if they were surrendering to the French instead.
Mm-hmm.
And so the French troops all stood and sang Yankee Doodle real loud just to mock the English. But anyway... Right. That's a great day in American history, 1781. On this day in 1987, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 23%. It's the largest one-day loss in stock market history. And there's all this program selling kicked in, and so they set up these structures that after a certain percentage of loss, the program selling, the computerized selling has to stop as a result of that. So anyway, it's kind of interesting. Birthdays today, boxer Evander Holyfield was born today in 1962, 61 years old. He's known as the real deal, and man, he was good. Actor, director, and producer Jon Favreau is 57 years old today. He started as an actor. He was in Rudy, and he's in a ton of superhero movies, and eventually started to direct. He directed Elf and a ton of superhero movies, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Jon Favreau. Actor and comedian John Lithgow is 78 years old today, and actor Robert Reed was born today in 1932. He played Mr. Brady in The Brady Bunch, died in 1992. Happy birthday locally to Regan Waite, Jeannie Hawks, Eric Rowley, and Craig Skowgard. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab. She has a full-service brokerage for all of your real estate needs. So give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
At Performance Ford of Moab, we love October. It's the time of year for cooling temperatures, hot chocolate, fall colors, and full-size deals on new and pre-owned vehicles. We especially love watching our community get together for Halloween. So come find us at this year's Trunk or Treat, October 31st at the Old Spanish Trail Arena. The first 2,000 kids who come see us get a full-sized treat. Come early and come quick. Performance Ford of Moab, full-sized. It's that easy.
Get ready for Spooktacular Spooky Season at Newton Mountain Casino and Hotel. Join us every Saturday in October from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Creepy Cash Saturdays. We're giving away $500 in cash to one winner every hour from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Don't miss our thrilling costume contest on October 28th. Register from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for a chance to win the grand prize of $500 cash. Celebrating 30 years of nonstop excitement, Newton Mountain Casino and Hotel is your destination for all your Halloween fun.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Bay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Bay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Bay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Bay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
It's the annual Quadrifier Stove Sale, October 21st through 28th at San Juan Building Supply. Nothing burns like a quad. Save big on pellet, gas, and wood stoves during this big sale at San Juan Building Supply. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding. Call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building material supplier for 35 years.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. There's no stopping Kayara Martin this season. The Whitehorse freshman won the Region 19 Cross Country Championship in Green River yesterday for her sixth individual victory of the season. She's won all but one of the races she's competed in this year. But Monticello runners Mara Long, Lily Burton, and Ayla Carling swept the next three places to lead the Lady Buckaroos to the team championship in the region. Then it was all Whitehorse in fifth through eighth places as the Lady Raiders took second as a team. Precious Bedoni was the top Monument Valley girl in the race, and the Lady Cougars took third. On the boys' side, it was another Raider taking down the individual region championship as Ethan Begay finished almost a minute ahead of second place Curtis Bunker of Monticello. The Buckaroos swept second through sixth places to dominate the team championship. The Whitehorse boys took second place. Monument Valley got third, led by Josiah Geip in seventh place. And Jose Quintana was 10th overall, pacing Green River to a fourth place result. Next up for the teams in southeastern Utah is the 2023 state meet next Tuesday at Rose Park in Salt Lake City. We've got a little football tonight when the Dove Creek Bulldogs welcome the Dolores Bears to town for a showdown between local teams. On the volleyball court, number 9 San Juan begins the 2A Utah State Tournament with number 24 Gunnison Valley in Blanding tonight. Montezuma Cortez is hosting Dove Creek in a battle between local teams. Dolores is hosting Telluride, and Norwood is at home to take on Ridgeway. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Excuse me, it's Thursday, October 19th, 2023, 9:49 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's go ahead and take a look at the regional sports report. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, they find themselves in an 0-2 hole. They need to get game three, and that's going to be in Phoenix today. Opening pitch at 3 o'clock. So the Philadelphia Phillies up on the Arizona Diamondbacks 2-0 in this best-of-seven series.
Let's go Diamondbacks.
Yep, should be a lot of fun. Well, that's about it. NFL, of course, will be in action over the weekend. Getting close to the start of the NBA season as well. NHL season also underway. So that'll do it, though, for this week's regional sports report. That'll do it for this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.